Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello listeners, it's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today I'm joined with the delightful Dr. Nina Wines. Now, Dr. Nina Wines is a laser dermatologist and she's the co-founder of Northern Sydney Dermatology and Laser, of course, in Northern Sydney. And today we're going to have, I've met Nina at a couple of the conferences and she's like an absolute dynamo in business and in her treatments. And so today we're going to have a chat with her about her clinic and how she started and a little bit about what she does. So welcome, Dr. Wines.
Hi, Trish. Welcome. Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So tell me, first of all, how did you even start in the industry of going into dermatology? Like, tell us from the very beginning.
Sure. Well, it really goes back to being a young girl with acne covered. My face was covered in acne and I was very inhibited by my acne. It went on for years and years and years. My father was a pharmacist and he was not so keen for me to take Roaccutane. So I lived my entire teenage life and early 20s with acne. So I knew the impact on me. And so I guess it was a personal mission to do derm. But to be honest, when I first graduated from medicine, I also had an interest in obstetrics and I didn't know if I wanted to be an obstetrician or a dermatologist, so I thought I'll try delivering babies first. Yeah. So I went to Lismore and did some did obstetrics for a while, but then I went, no, I come back to derm. And I'm a visual person. I love treating skin. I love changing people's confidence. And, you know, I can safely say that I've been graduated from medicine now 30 years, practicing dermatology for 20, and I love it more and more. Like, I'm so passionate about it. I still love doing it. So I'm very lucky. It's a really fun job.
Isn't it funny, because I didn't even know what a dermatologist was. Like, I just thought you went to a dermatologist if you had a skin rash on your body or anything. I'd never ever thought of a dermatologist as issues with your face or anything like that, which is really weird. And I think a lot of people are like me, although it's changing now, of course.
Yeah, look, you're not alone, Trisha. I have to say, even some people in our profession don't appreciate what's required to become a dermatologist. It literally is, you've got to do a medical degree, and then because it's a really popular specialty, because of it's a great career, and it's really hard to get into. Back in the day when I started derm, there was only two or three jobs back then in New South Wales, and about 1,000 people wanting those two or three jobs, it felt like anyway. So it's a very small subspecialty. It's growing, but it's extremely popular when a lot of doctors want to do it. So I think that people don't understand the complexity, because when you go for a skin check with a dermatologist, they're not just checking you for skin cancer. We are physicians of the skin, so we are trained as physicians to carefully examine you from top to toe, because so many diseases present in the skin, right? So even leukemia has skin signs. So when you're doing a skin check with the derm, we're looking for leukemia, we're looking for lupus, we're looking for all sorts of internal diseases. I remember, there's times when I've diagnosed stomach cancer, because stomach cancer presents as a little funny little dot around your abdomen. Mm-hmm. So there's so much to derm. It's really fascinating that, as a specialty.
A
lot of people don't know that.
I know, totally. I'm definitely one of those. Yeah. And even now, I think the more I meet dermatologists and go to conferences and see what they can do and all that, the more I realise that they actually do as well. So
It's a very fascinating field.
And you started your business 20 years ago, was it?
So together with Elizabeth Dawes Higgs, I started Northern Sydney Dermatology 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have grown it now to have 13 dermatologists. Dr. Shreya Andrek is now a business co-director as well. So Liz Schroer and I have built this business, and it's now one of Australia's largest derm clinic, and certainly the largest laser and medical derm clinic in Australia. So it's been a lot of hard work. Yeah. Like everything, it always looks simple on the outside, but it's years and years of slog.
Of course.
Lots of hard work, but you know, I can honestly say I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of the quality of our care and how we've grown it. So,
Well, I mean, you're in the perfect location as well, being in Australia and being on northern beaches. But what I was going to ask you is, with the specialty of dermatology, because like I speak to consumers all the time. We have a little Facebook group and they're always asking questions.
Yes.
And people do say, oh, I've got this on my skin, I'm going to go and see a doctor. And I don't understand why people don't automatically think, well, why wouldn't you go to a dermatologist for that? But do you, just on that, do you need a referral from a doctor to see a dermatologist, or can I just rock up and see you?
Yeah, well, obviously the dermatologist can be a little bit booked out and hard to get into. And if it's a simple problem the GP can manage, then that's much better for a patient. And also the GP's job is to be to field what needs to go to a specialist and what doesn't. So it can help to initially do, you know, obviously to see a good GP, and they will assess the skin and sort of tell you whether it's worthwhile to go and see a specialist. Mm-hmm. But some problems don't require a referral. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you wanted to improve your skin quality and you just want laser, we don't charge a Medicare rebate for that, so it doesn't require a referral.
Okay.
If you've got a skin cancer you're worried about, of course get a referral, because you will be entitled to a Medicare rebate.
Got it.
Yeah, so if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you don't want the Medicare rebate, like then you can go straight to a dermatologist, but you'll miss out on that.
And your clinic, your real specialty, or one of your specialties, is you're really passionate about lasers.
Very, yeah.
I know. That's what I love, because I love listening to you talk about it.
Yes.
So tell us, first of all, what got you in, because I never really even knew about lasers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had hair laser removal for my hairy Italian neck when I was about 18, but that was the only exposure to lasers. But now that I've seen it, like, lasers are freaking amazing, what they can do.
Yeah.
How did you get into it, and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm very passionate about improving patients' outcomes and improving the way the results of combining medicine with lasers, and also just improving patients' quality of life. So, for instance, I'll just give you one example. If you know the men that get those big noses, the rhinophyma, so we can fix that with laser.
Really?
Totally, and that transforms people's lives. But also, just getting back to acne and rosacea, the impact of that on people's lives. Mm-hmm. We can use lasers to get long term results, to improve people's medical treatment and to get long term results for patients. And but I have to be realistic, not every clinic can have lasers attached to them, but it just happens to be my subspecialty.
Yeah.
But I just genuinely love the befores and afters. Nothing better than showing a patient this you before, this is you now. And I love seeing them happy in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what I'm here.
Totally.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing that we do as dermatologists is broadly improve the full skin quality and health of the skin, so restore the full health of the skin, because Australian sun is very harsh and can create pre-cancers and also skin cancers and also skin disease. So you can't use a cookie cutter approach. You have to individualize people's skin and look at their skin and go, okay, this is your problem. You've got a little skin cancer here, you've got this age spot here, you've got a red vessel here. Let's just renovate the whole skin specific to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, what's really difficult is sometimes the industry isn't regulated and people go to any sort of clinic and they just have a cookie cutter approach and one laser fits all, if you like.
Yeah.
Whereas it needs to be done in a, make sure there's no medical problems, treat any medical disease, improve the skin quality. And yeah, I just
love it. I've seen those pictures you're talking about where people go, because people think, oh, I'll just go and have a laser. Mm. And so they just go and either look for the biggest ad they see, or the cheapest thing they might find. They think, oh, I'll just have laser. But there's laser and there's laser, hey, and there's practitioners and there's practitioners. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. Like, just because you see there might be like a brand of laser. So let's just say there's a brand of laser. Well, it's more about who's using or driving the car, if you like, and their understanding of what they're doing with that device is very variable. And I think that's the difference. And also the knowledge of the skin, just having an understanding of the skin types, medical diseases that affect the skin. So many people have acne and rosacea and get given sort of the wrong advice about how to treat that. So I guess that's the benefit of seeing a medical practitioner when you're having,
that's true.
Treatment.
And with people coming to see you for certain, skin ailments or whatever, over the time that all the things that I've seen, I think it's not just a one, or are you better off, like, is a dermatologist someone that you should actually just see on a regular basis for skin health? Like, that, I think it is, but is it? And if it is...
Yeah, well, obviously, obviously it's my profession, and I see the benefits of that investment, because it is an investment to see a specialist. I guess what the differentiating feature of a dermatologist is that we are physicians of the skin.
Yeah.
So we are doing a broad, we are caring for you in a broad way and examining your skin for everything, as I said before. But it's up to the person, we are professionals in skin, hair and nails, so we can manage other, hair and nails as well.
Yeah. I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah.
How
so
I didn't know that. I'm embarrassed.
No, not at all. It's a fascinating field. It's never boring. Every day there's something exciting and new that we deal with. Like, I don't know if you know, well, my main interest areas are acne, rosacea, scarring, post-surgical scarring, and of course, obviously, acne scarring. But the fascinating things you see, like, I've got this amazing patient who is a young man who just graduated from university and decided that he would try nitrous oxide. I didn't even know you could do that, and it blew up in his face, and he's totally came to me with this very malformed face, but we were able to fix him using lasers and things like that. So it's really fascinating to be able to change people's lives in that way. Something that we see a lot of, unfortunately, in this generation too, which got worse in COVID, is the self-harm wound. So we do a lot of dermatologists manage that and treat, well, sub-specialised dermatologists manage and treat that. So so there's so much to this field that's really fun and exciting.
It's so funny because on that, like, because I know that for me, the thought of laser therapy for scars is a little bit freaky.
Yes.
Because you sort of think, oh, don't you just want it to, like, have I got a scar for you? But I know what it's like when people, I've never really had bad skin, so I'm lucky.
Yes,
but
I've got a nephew.
Skin. And I've got to have something good.
Come on, Trish. You got lots good.
Oh, yeah, thanks. But my nephew, he had really bad acne. Yes. And I know what it did to him emotionally. Mm. But he went to the GP who gave him medication to take, and it never actually got better. Mm. And then I hooked him up to go and see a dermatologist.
Yes.
And they got him on a path, and that was a better thing for him. Yeah. So I just think... sometimes you just look beyond what people. I know we need to do our own research, hey, and find out what the right thing is for us as well. We need to look at the other options if the first ones aren't working. So I was going to ask you as well, you specialize in the laser side of it, like, you've got like a million laser machines in your clinic. Is that right? How many have you got?
I think we've got every wavelength covered. But not all the dermatologists in the clinic do lasers. So we cover all aspects of dermatology because there's so much to it, like psoriasis and eczema and all that sort of thing. But the principals mainly have specialised into laser dermatology as well as other aspects of derm, just to say that, festival. But, yeah, we have every type of wavelength, which is important because there's so many different problems and it's not a one-size-fits-all. You have to just look at the skin of the person and decide what they need.
So although your clinic's got 13 dermatologists, so it's not like everyone does laser. So you might have someone who specialises in... Or you probably specialise in a lot of things.
Pediatrics, for instance. Or there's one who specialises in... So everyone's got their interest areas.
Great. And where to from here, though? Like, how can you possibly, you know, like... Because I would think that you would know everything there is to know, and I still see you at conferences learning stuff. I mean...
I forever learn. Don't we all? We all continuously learn and evolve, you know? And I find that... If you don't keep adapting and like things are changing, AI, right? Yeah. How fascinating was that today?
Yeah.
So we kicked off the conference because the conference is about the next generation, but AI is fascinating. Mm. I find that we've got to adapt and learn and stay with it, don't we?
I mean, absolutely.
I loved the concept today that they talked about, seeing AI as a co-pilot just to help you do life.
Basically. I use it every day.
Great co-pilot.
It just gives me a
can't trust it fully, but
no, it's like my foundation, and then I become me on top of it.
That is such that's such a perfect description of how we will see AI, I imagine, because it can't be human, but it can help humans work better.
Having said that, I have actually got angry with it. I have actually physically got angry with, like, I said not that, and so it works.
So it goes sorry.
I know
it's powerful, isn't
it? Exactly. All right, so in your ideal, like, just before we finish off, so you're like, what would your day, like, what does your day look like?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah,
you
ready? Tell me,
Okay, so I get up at 5 each morning and I go for a run or get on my Peloton and then get to the clinic and have a meeting of some form and usually solve an HR issue. Like, always.
Well, how many staff?
40,
Wow, 40 staff, 13 derms.
It's
surreal to me.
Oh, it didn't mean to happen, but it did. Organically grew. But, I mean, it's small business still, right? It's not, we're not running Tesla. You know what I mean? So we do that. And then see list of patients, which will be a variety of problems. And just sort of field things throughout the day. And then I am a Pilates reformer junkie. And training for Kokoda. Training for Kokoda at the moment. So I'll go to Pilates and I'll go home and watch Married at First Sight.
On catch up.
That's sort of it in a nutshell.
Oh, that's good. It's so nice to hear that you're normal. You can be successful and normal. It's great. Oh, well done. Well, actually, I'm going to ask you one more question, because the reason I met you is I met you through you having sight on devices and being an advocate, and I'm an absolute junkie for sight on as well, because I've never had surfacing treatments before, and people say to me, oh, you look so good, and it's all I do nowadays, you know.
I think you're a bit genetically blessed, so true.
Really? I said, I've got to have something good.
come on, babe.
But I am a bit obsessed with my skin. Like, I do look after it, like, really well, apart from some of the junk that I eat sometimes. But anyway, so I think it's really important to align yourself with someone and actually to say, if you're not happy with what you've got, because I see people walking around with things on their face, I think, oh, my God, you could fix that. Not only could you fix it, you could possibly prevent something bad from happening. And I think I heard you speak at one of the conferences, and I wanted to ask you about the research that people are doing about the broadband light and sunspots kind of thing. There's something that it can be like a bit of a preventative.
Can you
explain it to me in normal English? Because I try and tell my girlfriends about it, and I get excited and carried away and I've said something totally different.
So if only the world knew that if you had a laser plan, you would do more in one laser treatment than a lifetime of skincare. So everyone's always, I go out to dinner as a dermatologist, and the first thing they say is, what do you use on your skin? What's the magic skincare? I feel like going, the magic is having laser, and it doesn't have to be complex or difficult. 3 BBL treatments a year, and your skin in 10 years' time will still look better than it does today.
Yes,
so it's simple. You just do simple, mm-hmm. have simple laser plan, mm-hmm. And keep it, but be consistent.
Yeah.
So it's like anything in life. Everything in life is about consistency, yeah. and it's just about even if you do it once a year. So yeah. that amazing Spanish dermatologist speaking today, he said it in a nutshell. In Spain, you know, they can't afford to have 3 lasers a year. So that he has patients who just have 1 BBL a year, mm-hmm. and they look so much better than they could ever do with a lifetime yeah. of skincare.
Yeah.
So it's just that, unfortunately, the laser companies are all separate entities, but if they would one big entity, they could just let the world know that, mm-hmm. you know, skincare keeps the skin maintained, but it's lasers that transform the skin. So lasers yeah. and skincare together, you've got the magic formula yeah. to, yeah. 100%. To what every woman wants, yeah. or person, I shouldn't yeah. say woman, yeah. everyone wants just more globally uniform, healthy skin.
Yeah.
That's what we're all seeking.
Yeah. And when people
the glow.
Say to me, yeah. When people say to me, oh, your skin's glowing, like it's not yoga. It's not drinking lots of water. It is seriously just the fact that I have BBL and Hero and Halo and Moxie and whatever else I can get.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So true.
Yeah.
Just on that, because one of the before and afters I saw with Dr. Campo today, he showed his client that had 1 treatment a year and then mm-hmm. he had like 10 years history of it, and you could see like she looked better
mm-hmm.
10 years later. I had my first laser at 44, and I swear to God, from that time, my skin just always looked better.
Yes, no. Worse. It was just like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Guys, get your laser.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sure. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been so interesting.
Yeah.
How can we find you? If we want to come and visit you as a patient, how can we find you?
Sure. Obviously online, Dr. Nina Wines is my personal website, but also just ring the clinic, Northern Sydney Dermatology and Laser.
Amazing.
That's it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks, Trish.
Lovely listeners. And if you can't find Dr. Nina Wines, just flick me a DM or a message, whatever, and I'll send you through an email as well. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies, or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.